Hello, my friend. This is Clyde. You've got to trust him. I am ready to vote for the person of the year for 2024. You can't vote so early for this year. You actually have to wait for closer to the end of the year before you begin to vote for anyone who might be nominated for such an award. But you don't understand. I am sure that my person will still be nominated and he will win the votes. He will be all over the newspaper, the television. Well, if that were possible, who would you vote for at this time of the year? Without hesitation, and certainly my nominee will be selected. The nominee is none other than God. Why do I think God deserves to be nominated, let alone win this prestigious award? Let the voting begin. That is my imaginary conversation with me and myself. There is no such award given to God, but I'm absolutely convinced that God would win that award every year. But allow me to share some instances where God showed us that he is more than good, that he is awesome. This happened about 3,000 years ago, and it involved one of God's prophets named Elijah. Elijah lived in Israel, and the king at the time, Ahab, was notoriously horrible. He and his wife Jezebel were into worshipping idols, and they were so effective that practically the whole country of Israel had abandoned their Judaism and were serving idols. How many of us know that God will not put up with idolatry without dealing with the problem? Elijah was sent by God with a frightening message to be delivered to the king directly. As the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, who I serve, there will neither be dew or rain in the next few years except at my word. 1 Kings 17, verse 1. You decided to practice outrageous sins. You decided to do your own thing and not acknowledge God in your life. And what do you think is going to happen? This is God dealing with the problem of sin among his people. Let's get on with our story. So what is going to happen to Elijah during this famine? This is the power of God, something that some folks pretend doesn't exist. It is real, and we're about to find out. The whole country was hit by a famine. In other words, God had unleashed a famine all over, and here's Elijah talking with the Lord. The word of the Lord came to Elijah, "Leave here, turn eastward, and hide in the Kerith ravine east of the Jordan. You will drink from the brook, and I have directed the ravens to supply you with food there." 1 Kings 17, verses 2 and 3. What did you read just now? Elijah must go camping out in a ravine, and God assured him that he would be drinking water from the brook. Okay, now you and I know that that is not wise, because people, animals, you name it, could come in contact with the water upstream and thus making it unclean and could lead to an early death. And as if that were not enough creativity for one blessing, God is about to do something bigger. I call it a showstopper. God has corralled ravens, yes, ravens, to take real food to Elijah twice daily. And listen, not just boring bird food. Elijah is about to experience food delivered in the form of bread and meat, same day delivery. Who trusts birds with bread and meat? All the food would disappear before it was delivered. Listen to how that section of Elijah's story went. So he did what the Lord had told him. He went to the Kerith ravine east of the Jordan and stayed there. The ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning and bread and evening meat in the evening, and he drank from the brook. 1 Kings 17, verse 6. Absolutely remarkable. Oh, that's God. And you might ask, what kind of God is this? I mean, Only God could have done such a great thing. A steady supply of food for his servant, and there was no report of food poisoning or late delivery. This went on for a while until the brook dried up, and you best believe God brought Elijah out of that secret source of food and continued to provide for him. Well, that was just the first in a string of remarkable acts of God that Elijah experienced firsthand. There was a time when Elijah knew that the famine was about to end, that it was going to start raining to rescue plants and animals and provide food for the people. We jump over to 1 Kings 18, and Elijah had just defeated the prophets and evil forces that are part of the evil religious practices that the king and his wife had brought to Israel. Elijah once again confronted the king and said to him, "Go, eat and drink, for there is the sound of a heavy rain." There was no known visitation from God, except Elijah was so in tune with God. This is where it gets weird. The king hastened home, and Elijah and his servants went up to the top of the mountain. Elijah did something weird. He sent his servant to go and look toward the sea. The servant returned with a simple message: "There's nothing there." Seven times, Elijah sent the servant to go and see if he sees any sign of rain coming. And on the seventh run, the servant reported, "I see a cloud as small as a man's hand, and it's rising from the sea." 1 Kings 18:40 to 44. What happened? God showed us the wonderful relationship he had with his servant Elijah. And on each of these occasions, God demonstrated his mighty power. God is awesome. He visited his prophet Elijah at the beginning of the famine and provided food for Elijah delivered by flying services. God took care of him in a remarkable way. Prophets are very important persons, and Elijah was no less. And this last story that we looked at, God showed that he could trust Elijah to make the right prophetic declarations. And out of citing a sign, a cloud as small as a man's hand, the Bible tells us that a flood of rain descended that very day. Elijah, he witnessed some of God's mighty miracles. You know what it is? Simple. Follow Jesus wholeheartedly and let him do great things for you and through you. All God asks of us is to live godly and holy lives and to put our trust in him, and we will see him do things that would leave us speechless. My friend, you've got to trust my God.